Hello and welcome to this audio recording in the Feldenkrais Download Series. It's nearly September 2012, and incredibly I've been recording lessons periodically now for about the last 18 months. So this lesson is going to be done in standing, and it's going to be done in standing in front of a mirror. And the kind of mirror that you want to find is a wall mirror, approximately what, half a meter, two-thirds of a meter long and half a meter wide, something that's on the wall that you can see yourself in when you're standing. So the lesson's going to be done in standing, it's going to be facing the mirror, and the focus of this lesson has come from three things that I've begun to start to explore. And those three things are based on the principles of what you will see, what you won't see, and what you can't see. So come up into standing and just stand and look in the mirror. And just cast your eye from top to bottom, if you like, from the top of your head, all the way down through, to notice how far down yourself you can see. And you want to be able to see about just down to the tops of your knees, something like that. And as you're standing looking in the mirror, I'd like you to imagine that as you're standing there, you're actually looking not at your reflection, but you're just looking at a person. So this person is standing looking at you. And as you're looking at them, you begin to start to notice. You just start to notice. And the first stage of this is what it is that you're able to see. What will you see? So let's start off with the face. So have a look at this face opposite and have a look at those lines and wrinkles that are maybe perhaps even be beginning to start to show signs of developing, or might already be there. Have a look at those lines and wrinkles and have a look at, say, one side of the face and then the other side of the face, and have a look and notice whether the lines look symmetrical. In other words, if they're the same shaped lines on one side and the other side, or if they're slightly different. So have a look at the lines that are there. Have a look at the angles of the lines. Do they point down? Do they point up? Where do they go to? And remember, as you're doing this process, you're just being a neutral observer. You're just actually observing, watching and noticing what it is you can see. And then move on down, maybe have a look at the neck. As your neck is in this person opposite, the neck is there in front of you. Just sort of notice where that neck goes, which direction does it go? Perhaps lean a little to the left, a little to the right. And then I want you to look past the picture or the face in front of you to look at the spaces behind. So as you're looking at the spaces behind, so you're now just extending your gaze past the person you're looking behind them, I want you to look at the level of their ears. Now, one of the tricks with Feldenkrais work is that we actually work with exactly how the person is. So have a look at the level. What is it that you immediately begin to start to pick up about whether or not those ears are in the same place in space? So have a look at where the earlobe on that opposite person, when they're looking at you, it's their left earlobe. Have a look at their left earlobe and notice the level of their left earlobe in relation to their right earlobe. Are they in the same line in space, or is one higher or lower than the other? So just notice. And then I'd like you to draw attention to the position of their nose. And if you imagine that you've got this face, this space in front of you, have a look at the amount of space that there is towards the right and left side, and notice maybe whether there's something that tells you whether this face is turned perhaps a little bit more to one side or to the other side. So in other words, if the person had their head absolutely in a central position, you'd see exactly the same amount of skin and face on one side and the other. It might be that coming back to the ear, you actually begin to start to notice that maybe you can see more of one ear on one side than the other side, and it gives you some indication as to whether the head is turned or twisted to one side. So just notice what it is that you will see when you actually start to look more closely. And as you're looking at this configuration and you're beginning to start to notice maybe whether the neck is going over to one side or it's going over to the other side, move on down a little, and again, as you're looking at this person in front of you, have a look at the level of their shoulders. Now again, you might want to gaze past the person standing there, and you might want to do something about noticing the background in your mirror. There might be something that tells you that maybe one shoulder is slightly higher than the other shoulder. In space, when I say higher, I don't necessarily mean it's being carried higher, but it might be that one is actually seeming to be closer, say, to a window ledge or something like that that's in the background, or a book of shelves, or something that seems to be a line that goes across. And as you're noticing whether one shoulder is perhaps slightly higher or slightly lower than the other, and just go back in and check again and notice that the angle of that neck. Notice the turning or the symmetry of the head. And just begin to start to put this into your back pocket, as it were. Now that you're beginning to start to look at these things, what is it that you're able to see? Of course, if we're moving on to what it is that we won't see, of course, one of the things that we won't see is the history of the person in front of us. So, for example, if there's a tendency for somebody to stand with one shoulder higher than the other, or one ear seemingly held further forward than the other, we won't see what it is that's going on inside. We won't know what the history is of the reason that the person that we're looking at there is holding themselves this way. So if you come back to these facial expressions, we have to make an assumption that if what we're seeing is maybe some creases or lines on the skin, that this is a habit or a pattern that this person has of folding the skin in this manner. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to ask the reflection that you see in the mirror there, just ask the reflection just to very gently go into those little wrinkles and creases that you see there. So, for example, as I'm standing looking at my own reflection, the person that I see in front of me here has more wrinkles above their right eye. In other words, the eye that when I'm looking at the mirror is to my left. So if I very gently ask myself to raise my eyebrows, I can see that I do that quite differently on one side to the other side. So ask that reflection if they can perhaps just reproduce a few of those wrinkles and lines, just very gently, just a little tiny bit, and notice immediately which muscle groups begin to start to respond. That's right. And know that even if you don't have wrinkles yet, those where you're probably going to get them in the future. So just to ask yourself just to reproduce those little lines and wrinkles. And as you see that person looking back at you, making those little lines and wrinkles more pronounced, although you can't tell what it is that the person is thinking inside, you can certainly see what's going on. And as an observer, as somebody from outside, I'd like you just to be beginning to sort of notice what it is to look at that face. So what's the face of that person in front of you? What does it give you in terms of a sense of yourself inside when you're looking at somebody making that facial expression at you? And now come on to the way that you noticed that neck was being held. And again, just allow that head to go a little bit more into that pattern. So ask that person in the mirror's reflection there, that looking back, if they can actually just take that, they can take that neck into a little bit more of that pattern and habit, and notice whether maybe that makes any of the wrinkles and lines and skin folds around the neck look a bit more pronounced. One of the things that we can always tell as therapists is where people move and use themselves repeatedly because they develop creases and lines on the surface of their skin. So just take that neck into whatever habit and pattern it might be that you picked up from earlier. It might be it goes over to one side, it might be it hits forwards or backwards. And then do the same when you're looking at the level of those ears. When you start to notice maybe one is slightly higher and one is slightly lower, just again, bring that into the equation. Ask that person to reproduce that pattern a little there so that you can see exactly what it is that head is doing, the neck is doing, etc. And the same with the ear. If you notice one ear is perhaps slightly further forward than the other, and then again just take it that little bit more. So there's a resting place which is somewhere a little bit back from the habit and pattern that somebody has. So in other words, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see that person looking back, what you see is maybe very slight lines and folds and wrinkles in the face or the skin, but you can actually make those folds and wrinkles that little bit more pronounced by actually raising your eyebrows or furrowing your brow or wrinkling the skin around your eyes. And I'm asking you to look at the movement, the way that the head is being carried. And if you begin to notice that the head is, say, the neck in that person who's looking back at you, that seems to be over to their right or to their left or forwards or backwards, then again, put a little bit of extra movement there, because that's most likely what will happen when that person starts to effort. So you've got the pattern which is there, which is every day, and then you've got the pattern of use that you won't see, that you won't recognize that you're doing. So that's taking things a little bit further, and the same with the shoulders. If you start to notice maybe one shoulder is a little bit lower or one shoulder is a little bit higher, I want you just to again go into that pattern a little bit more. And then notice if you can actually begin to start to join these together. So get that person opposite, you know, to join these together. So, you know, the head's moving, the ears shifting, the neck's moving, and some of these facial expressions are starting to come in as well. And as you begin to start to ask that person opposite to make more of these movements, notice the muscle tensioning that's going on in order for you to be able to reproduce these patterns. You may feel some muscles tightening in your neck, in your shoulders. You might find that it affects your breathing. So just ask yourself to very gently, and obviously if you ever get any pain or symptoms, you say thank you very much for that system. That's an interesting thing to have happen. And you notice what it is that you're doing, then you let it go and you stop doing it. So just ask yourself just to go a little bit more into that pattern. Feel the muscles tightening. Ask that facial expression to come a little bit more. Begin to feel the muscle tensioning that's going on. That's right, and then let all of that go. So you're just standing looking in the mirror and notice how things are now. That person opposite, since you've actually been taking yourself into those patterns, has that made you make that person opposite stand a little bit more into the habit and pattern, or how are they standing now? Have things evened out? What's it like now to get the sensations of those muscles working? And then of course we move on to the final layer, if you like, in this very simple process, and that's what you can't see. Of course what you can't see is what's going on inside someone's head. So when you have somebody standing opposite you and you look at them, you can notice how they're standing and how they're moving. But let's pretend that when you look at them standing in that way, you don't necessarily know why it is that they pull those facial expressions. So we can't say that necessarily if we see lines around someone's eyes, it means that they're always smiling and they're happy. It's a facial expression that they pull. Also, of course, inside we've got an enormous number of bones, joints, and muscles. And what we can't say is that if you stand perfectly, you won't get symptoms. But what we can say is that if you are able to be beginning to start to get to know a little bit more about your habits and patterns, and then sometimes you can notice when you go into that habit and pattern quite strongly. So if we come back to the facial expressions of that person opposite there, the lines and wrinkles that are on that face are just the remnants of a habit and pattern. When you're looking at what you see in front of you, you're just seeing a very faint trace of that habit and pattern. When you look at the posture of the person who's standing looking at you back from the mirror, what you're seeing is a very slight trace of the posture that they tend to reproduce on a day-to-day basis. So now as you're standing looking in this mirror and we're accepting that the person who is looking back at ourselves is actually ourself, let's just be thinking what it would be like to actually integrate some of these learnings into our own system and some of the challenges and complexities of using the mirror. One of the exciting things about using a mirror is that we are actually seeing the opposite side of our body. So when you look at the person who's in the mirror in front of you with their head held in a certain configuration, of course this is the opposite way of using themselves. So as they are looking at you, you see their right side or their left side slightly twisted forwards or twisted back, and of course it is the opposite side for you. So I'd like you to choose one of those landmarks, so something that you've noticed, whether it's that one ear is more further forward or backward, or your nose is slightly towards one side, and I'd like you to choose that one thing that you've noticed. That's right, and then now you've chosen that one thing, I'd like you to do a little of what we did before, which is just very slightly make that habit a little bit stronger. So it can be turning the head, it can be shifting it sideways, whatever it is you choose. And I'd like you to close your eyes. And as you do that little shift, I want you to actually feel what you're doing in yourself. And of course, although you maybe have seen yourself in the mirror doing it to one side, I want you to actually feel what you're doing. So feel which side of yourself is actually shifting. So if the person in the mirror is shifting to their right, then obviously you're going to be shifting to your left. So actually feel that. Feel that shift. And then open your eyes and maybe choose another little part of the pattern. So it could be that you reproduce some of the wrinkles and lines or early stages that you see. And then once you've seen what it is that you're going to reproduce, you close your eyes. You actually get that sense of feeling inside yourself of where you're moving to. And you can open your eyes and check and find out whether you're actually reproducing the same kind of movement waves in the mirror. So I hope that this lesson has been an interesting one to pursue. And it's a lesson that you can do in sitting while standing. So you could do this sitting down in the mornings if you're preparing to go out. You could just have a look in the mirror and maybe choose a few of these habits and patterns and then begin to start to get to know them. And then develop this into a sense of feeling what it is that you're doing in your own system. So as highly visual creatures, it's often a lot easier for us to actually be able to see things that are going on. But when we're doing any sort of sensing or movement work, what we're doing is we're feeling what's going on. So we're translating what we're seeing into something that we can feel. So it'd be interesting to get some feedback on this. And I look forward to hearing how you get along. And let me know what your discoveries are. So this is Jill Wigmore-Welsh. And I'm just signing off here from Reading in Berkshire. And this is a lesson that's been to introduce what you will see, what you won't see, and what you can't see. So thank you very much.